about Chris Matthews? I mean, they admit Anderson Cooper is CIA, CIA trained. Most of these Georgetown guys are. This guy's got intelligence connections. Clinton and Hillary are admittedly a fake CIA couple. We even know the name of their CIA handler. That's mainstream history. And everything's divide the people, inject race, but then always say it's for bringing everybody together. He's a limousine liberal. I don't know what's worse, these fake right-wingers or these fake leftists. They're all disgusting. But here he is. Let's go ahead and play Chris Matthews.
And see. Well, Chris, this isn't
really...
And that
really... is a full mooner theory, by the way. Okay, anybody yeah. thinks like that?
This isn't really about facts. It's about emotion. And I can tell you from having, for
Hit
example,
pause
covered
again.
One of the...
Every time
the
they deliver... Every time these guys deliver their 10 or 15 different talking points in different permutations, they always do little satisfied ticks like, I'm really slick. I just said you're all kooks if you think that. And all the weak-minded followers will now buy into that. I'm doing a great job. But then this guy gets off the script and attacks Ron Paul. And Matthew says, no, we failed in attacking him. That backfired. Don't. Because, see, they wanted to tie Ron Paul to me on Fox and CNN and MSNBC, and they did. And it only made him bigger. And so then they try to attack us and say we're weak and we're kooks and this information's going to backfire on us. But then they also talk about how scary it is. I mean, listen, no one listens to you. No one believes you anymore. They may not know about what all the lies are, but they know you're liars. So let's go back. I mean, look at these dinosaurs trying to manipulate and lie to the American people. Listen, you bastard. We're not telling people what to think. We're just telling them to unlock their minds and start paying attention to your tricks. Do you got me, boy? Go ahead back to that little bastard.
It's down in Kentucky where I began as a reporter back in April. Those same people that I saw there, some of them, the people who are worrying about the government taking up the guns, the people who deny that the federal government has a right to tax your income, the people who are...
The whole country started about taxation without representation. There's scores of little cell phone taxes and water taxes and federal and state fees they just add on without even legislatures passing bills. They've got more than 15 bills now introduced to ban all guns if the attorney general wants, to ban anybody he wants from owning a gun without even being convicted or arrested. You know, bills to shut down ammo, bills to register. And they just get up and say, there's no bills. There's no bills. I mean, that's why these guys have no credibility. And they keep lying and lying and lying. And it just gets worse from here. So there you go. The feds can tax whatever they want. It's anti-American to ever question it. Just continue.
Worried about being overrun at the borders.
Hit pause.
People were worried about the...
Oh, yeah, we're not being overrun. There's just 30 million illegals. All the western states are on the edge or have already gone bankrupt because the illegal aliens aren't even bad people, but they come here and get on welfare and they get free health care and they live 10 to a house, and so it's destroying our standard of living. And the media always makes it, well, then you don't like Hispanics then. Really, Gallup polls show 80-plus percent of Hispanics want the border shut down. They know they're losing their jobs, Hispanic Americans. See, that's another groupthink. Everybody who wants to control the borders is a racist. How about we don't want 500 million Latin Americans coming up here and turning this into Guatemala City? How about that? How about we don't want to be Mexico City? How about we want to get liberty down there? But they use the U.S. as a steam valve for Mexico. They would have already had revolution down there. So see, oh, there's these crazies who believe the borders are too open. There are these crazies that think there's a border problem. Oh, my, these are really radical nuts. I mean, my God. So they are tying the birther issue, because that may be baloney, may not, whatever. So they can then try to discredit everything else. Like, and next they come back and go, there's these people that believe the Bilderberg Group wants world government. It's only in the newspaper 100-plus times a week that we're setting one up. What's wrong with the crazy public? I mean, they're crazy, man. They think the borders are too open and that there's a world government and that the bankers are stealing money.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
News Blitz and take calls for the rest of the hour. And riding shotgun with us is going to be Webster Tarpley just in a moment, specifically talking about where we've gone so far and where it's going in the future. But I wanted to finish up with this Chris Matthews clip where they say, if you think the borders are too open or you think that Obama wants your guns, when the bills, I mean, his attorney general argued as a Justice Department lawyer last year for complete gun ban in D.C. Heller. Sotomayor wrote a book saying there's no Second Amendment. She was asked about it, and she said, well, I won't say if you have a right or not, to even self-defense. I could list all the bills we have. It's in the Obama deception. The Obama deception was put out a month and a half after he was in office, and I show five different gun bills with the bill number blown up where the attorney general can ban all guns if he wants. It just gives him that power. Ban anybody flying who they want to then say you can't own a gun. All extrajudicial. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's all happening right now. They're trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban, which means any semi-automatic rifle. And this guy just says, you're a lunatic. It doesn't exist. This guy is a hoax. It's all lies. And that's why Matthews has like a 500,000 viewers or something. I mean, we've got more than that every 30 minutes here on the radio. They're legends in their own minds. They're meant to fool that small percentage of people that still watch TV and still believe these idiots. An O'Reilly, supposedly biggest thing on TV, has 3.5 million viewers top nights. Beck's got 3.5 million. Do you know what Beck has when he's on the radio? 12 million. Limbaugh's got 22 million. George Norrie has 16 million. Google animatronics, what's it called? What's the Google system computer? Says I have four plus million unique visitors to InfoWars alone each month. Google Analytics. Yes, there you go. I was engaging in abonics, inventing words. Legends in their own mind. Legends. Finish up with this propaganda, then we're going to Webster Tarpley. Here it is.
The rights of the NRA and so forth. A lot of those same rejectionist front, if you will, are out there looking for a reason to find a conspiracy.
See, he's saying conspiracy theory. If you believe there's rights, he never says Second Amendment. It's always the NRA, which is a controlled opposition group. They never talk about your Second Amendment. It's always the NRA, turning your right into some group. It's all about miscasting, mislabeling. These guys are trained in this. Go back to it.
In the presidency of Barack Obama, there are just enough annoying little bureaucratic details that they can seize on, having to do with the original birth certificate, et cetera, which are all legally and factually beside the point. But there are enough of them that allows the people on the fringes of the party to do what they're going to do. And, you know, when the river is low, the riverbed is exposed. The river is low.
Hit pause. Let's talk truth again, Mr. Deceiver. When Barack Obama was elected, Congress had an 11% approval rating. In kind of the fake euphoria, it went up to 15 points. It's back down to 11. Rasmussen, Gallup. I've got them all right here. Gallup poll. I've got another one here. Over 50% think it should be abolished. That everything's their fault. I mean, you know, you guys are in trouble here. Obama's approval rating has fallen from 84 to below 50 in Rasmussen. So the river's low. It's Obama whose river's low. And yes, the Republicans are too. For the first time, we were having a real realignment. Obama was some psychological trick they tried to throw in of, well, he's got some brown skin. He's 6.5% African and, you know, 40-something percent Arab and 50% Anglo-Saxon, they'll think he's black. And I mean, it's all hoaxes within hoaxes. So here's this guy saying the river's low, the Republicans are dead, they're all a bunch of conspiracy theorists, and the Republicans better run from these anti-New World Order birther people, Second Amendment people. No, if the Republicans ran to that and ignored their lobbyist special interest, they would then become the populist and be swept to power. But see, the lobbyists and the media, it's their job to keep the all these politicians are not that smart. They just follow what their advisors tell them, who are a bunch of propagandists. They try to demonize Ron Paul in a minute. And Matthews, being CIA, says, no, because they lost their fight demonizing him. So they've now capitulated. No, he's not with them. They don't want to give us, quote, anti-New World Order people, the credibility of Ron Paul being associated with us. They already tried to destroy Paul with Bruno and everything else, it all failed. This is very sophisticated. So he's saying the river is low for the Republicans. Yeah, but it's even lower for Obama. And now the Republicans are talking about the New World Order and global government and carbon taxes and home inspections and national ID cards with all you buy, sell, and do. LA Times, New York Times today saying it's good and we need it. It's happening. It's total socialized control of your entire life under a fascist eugenics system. So, again, they're the ones that are low. They're the ones falling apart. They're the ones that are stopping and having to breathe. They're the ones dropping out of the marathon. We're the ones taking over the Democratic Party and Republican Party with true populism and liberty against their corporate fascism. Their labels of left and right are see-through. They got holes in them you can drive a Mack truck through. Their electronic Berlin Wall is faltering, is shorting out. And every time you speak the truth and ignore their lies, they get weaker. This pathetic guy is just tissue thick. And so, yeah, all the political parties in the establishment are in crisis. You're in crisis. Your riverbed is low. And so what you see is the real grassroots taking over what's left of the parties, and they are panicked. Go back to this little guy.
Republican Party right now, and you're seeing the rocks at the bottom.
Well, I can't wait till somebody hits the question to or brings the question to Sarah Palin, and maybe that's bringing coal to Newcastle, but I mean, I assume she will give something of a stutter as an answer. Here's, by the way, what are your thoughts, Ken? I haven't had you on the show lately, so I want to get your DNA here. You know, they have something called the Minnesota Multifaceted Personality Test, which tests your sort of temperament. And I remember taking the test to be an RA in grad school, and they ask you questions, but do you like tennis or baseball, that kind of thing? Do you rather play chess, an indoor thing, or go outside or whatever? And then right in the middle of it, they say things like, is someone chasing you right now? And is someone trying to kill you? They intersperse those questions to catch the full mooners. I think a lot of these people who believe this stuff will say yes, because if you believe this, you probably believe the worst.
All right, pause.
What are your thoughts?
See, these guys are total control freaks, and they can't stand the fact. Look at these full mooners. They're mentally ill. The psychological tests show. Yeah, he just mixes in something about a test so it sounds scientific. They believe the borders are open. They believe the government wants their guns. They believe the banks are looting them. They believe there's a Bilderberg group. The Bilderberg's writing op-eds now in major papers calling for world government. So they're telling the dumbed-down TV watchers, don't listen to people that can read. Just they're crazy. Just stay on the reservation, and they're losing more and more of their minions. More and more people are going off the plantation. Oh, God, don't listen to them. Oh, God, oh, oh. Finish it up. We're going to Tarpley.
Are we talking psychological problems here with people or what?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I mean, there are people who are certainly prone to embrace conspiracy theories. We see it with the idea that 9/11 was an inside job. We see it with the idea that the Bilderberg group meeting every year is, in fact, a global international banking cabal designed to institute a world government.
Good
and
pause.
It just so happens that a lot of...
Do these guys realize how they're politically destroying themselves? I mean, do they understand that almost everyone now knows about Bilderberg and it's all over the news and their own corporate minutes have leaked and they brag they set up the European Union by covert stealth and that all of this is real? He's up. I mean, that's why they're discredited and falling apart, because they just keep lying. They don't even spin. Go back to it.
The folks who believe those things also believe the rest of them. And what Howard said is true. I mean, there are enough of them, particularly in the Internet age, where they can be something of a force in politics, and one that Republicans have to watch out for, because they will drag them down into this, you know, sort of marginal
path. You are great. Ken, I'm falling in love. You are great. You've reminded me of all the erogenous zones of insanity.
Pause. I'm going to go to Tarpley, and then we're going to play the rest later, but... See, they're afraid of real politics, real ideas breaking through, not this fake left-right thing they've kept us locked in, fighting with each other. And so they say, oh, I hope the Republicans get involved and get dragged in. And they're actually scared to death. Because all these years they said none of this existed. Now the public's finding out we're on the verge of a revolution, a renaissance, an awakening, an enlightenment of understanding, thanks to people like Webster Griffin Tarpley, who said Obama was their man 9 months before he was elected, who laid it all out with Brzezinski, laid out all the policies, all the flip-flops, a man ahead of his time, laid out that he would stall within 150 days. It's now happened. He said he would have the lowest approval rating ever. It's happened. How on earth did you know this, Webster Tarpley?
Well, thank you, Alex. I think it was mainly a matter of having lived through the Carter trilateral puppet regime back in 1977 to 1981, seeing Zbigniew Brzezinski back then, seeing Paul Adolf Volcker, seeing all the members of the Trilateral Commission who were so prominent in the Carter administration, from Carter and Mondale and Vance and so many others, Blumenthal at the Treasury and so on. They were all handpicked by David Rockefeller and Brzezinski. This time they did it a slightly more sophisticated way, not so much actual membership in the Trilateral Commission, although we don't really know, but certainly the guiding hand was there. Now you've got Paul Adolf Volcker sitting in the White House, and Brzezinski really running a lot of the policy through somebody like Robert Gates, who was his office boy back 30 years ago, who now runs the Pentagon. So I think you're dealing with that. Now, I think the good news, though, is that this has now stalled. This entire Obama hysteria seems to be disintegrating at a fairly rapid rate, and he is now down to 49% some of these polls.
But a cornered dragon is dangerous with all of his host of hell supporting him, all these powerful interests. that are articulating this puppet, what are their tricks? Their stage crises, synthetic terror. You told us what was coming a year and a half ago. Now tell us what's coming in the next year and a half. Webster, Griffin, Tarpon, stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tarpley, we were talking during the break. obviously, he's their manufactured messiah type that Brzezinski, in between two ages, wrote about in the 70s. These kind of pop icon presidents they wanted to create, kind of little Hitlers that are complete puppets, not their own men, as Alois Hitler was. Now that he's stalling, and much of his agenda, except for the hate crimes bill, they got that. That was the one thing they wanted, to restrict free speech. Now that they're starting to stall, this is a cornered juggernaut going for broke. What do you see happening in your political crystal ball?
Well, the first thing is that Obama is now losing some of his core support, right? He got 52% in the election, allegedly. If he's down to 49, it means that he's lost 3% of his actual voters, which is, I think, very, very ominous for him. Let's just think of where we are. We're in the first term of Obama, and it's getting to be August. Where were we about this point in the previous president's first term, say Bush?
He was on vacation, getting ready to stage a false flag.
Back, the rogue network was getting ready to deliver the false flag and hope that he did what they wanted, which he was going to do. But we're now basically at the point where this 9/11 stuff then comes back into play. The danger of false flag, I would say, is now rapidly increasing. It has to do with the calculation on the part of these controllers, right, these trilateral characters. Do they wish to try to maintain this investment? I mean, if you look back at Bush, he was already cratering at the point we're at now, and then he was given a huge rally-round effect by 9/11.
And according to Gallup and others, Obama is cratered faster than Bush, faster than Carter. So this is a record cratering, and so that brings false flag in.
It does, and the model, I think, is this character Andrew Sullivan, writing in the Atlantic Monthly in December of 2007, complained that the use of false flag was momentarily impossible for the Anglo-American ruling class because under the circumstances of Bush-Cheney, nobody would believe them. In other words, if a bomb went off and Bush Cheney came out and said, Country X did it, many people would say, you're lying. Many people would say, you're responsible, you're incompetent, or even, you did it yourself as a wag the dog. So that was the problem that Sullivan saw with the latter years of Bush Cheney. Now, in the opinion of the ruling elite, I don't think in reality, because I think they're too optimistic, they would say that Obama could blame another country for something happening, and the world would believe it. Now, the list has changed. This is not going to be Iran anymore. You will have seen that the CIA faction in Iran is in the streets yelling death to Russia, death to China, meaning Brzezinski's program. So there's no point in attacking Iran when you have a chance of taking over the government with Mousavi Rafsanjani and then using Iran against Russia, China, which is what the plan is. But I would say,
but if that doesn't go well in the next few months, they still may. I mean, we're getting all these green
possible,
lights.
But right now, that's still an open question. The one thing we do know is that there's bombing of Pakistan every day, which is 2.5 times bigger with nuclear weapons. So I think actually much worse as a policy. But I think the hit list is now Pakistan, Sudan, and then depending on how crazy they are, maybe they go straight to China or straight to Russia. And this would, of course, be an act of incalculable folly, but that we're dealing with.
But we already saw the Brzezinski Geithner crew already manipulating the Bushes, as you said, with the 888 probe.
But the question now is that the hit list has changed, and these other countries are now at the top of the list. So I would say now it's time to redouble vigilance. In particular, the question of the drills and the exercises. What I tried to show in 9/11 synthetic terror was that this is done through about 25-plus drills, either happening on the morning of 9/11 or just completed or in the advanced stages of completion. And that is how it is done. I mean, people who have seen the latest Tom Cruise movie, when von Stauffenberg wanted to eliminate Hitler and have a coup d'etat, how did he do it? He took a pre-existing drill operation or program, which was called Operation Valkyrie, which was supposedly how to reassert Hitler's control over the German territory and other areas, and he redirected it and tried to use that as a means of kicking out the pro-Hitler faction. Now that didn't work,
but it just shows
this is how you do it.
how they bootleg with drills, and we have NLE 09 going and other Defense Department drills openly training for martial law. I mean, on record, with 14 foreign nations saying the foreign nations will aid suppressing American terrorists. Just unbelievable outrage against our sovereignty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
All right, Webster, I was interrupting there with the break, but I want to go over this because we already saw the Bush people, and you were saying that was being manipulated already by the Rockefeller arm that was back in full control even before Bush left office with the 888 insanity, sneak attacking a Russian-controlled area on record and then hoaxing it and saying the Russians had attacked. I mean, just insanity. I'm a political atheist, folks. We're just reporting the facts here. And, of course, that later came out. But the hoax worked for a week. Some of the listeners thought that I was lying and that Russia had snuck attack. I mean, this is getting insane. So what else do you see Obama doing? I don't just see wars. I mean, could they I see them, Tarpley, scripting for right-wing militias, gun owners, anti-Obamas. I see the programming by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, to stage something that the government's going to stage something. I see the prescripting before it was bin Laden prescripting before 9/11, and I saw that. I see prescripting for them to go the domestic terror route with white al-Qaeda. Do you see that in the cards?
That helps the dictatorial agenda domestically. And it gets you back to McVeigh and the whole universe of the 1990s. That indeed, in the 1990s under Clinton, that was the main form, for example, of British intelligence in the United States. Were up to their necks in white supremacists and all kinds of militias.
So was German intel. Like it came out German intelligence on loan to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center was running the groups.
The BND, yes, right. So, but here's the problem with that, is that that doesn't advance your international agenda as much as you want. As a matter of fact, it hurts it. Because if Obama is no longer the smiling peace angel bringing singing tomorrows to the United States, but rather some kind of a stern dictator who's, you know, shooting at crowds or something, then you get into diminishing returns. And remember, the main thrust of this has got to be, when it comes to false flag, is that you want to be able to blame it on somebody. You want to somehow create, for example, a conflict among other nations. In other words, it's not necessarily the U.S. that goes on the attack. The neocon response to every crisis is bomb them. With Obama and Brzezinski, the idea
proxies.
Is you're too weak. You're too weak to do that. You're too isolated. You're too hated. You're too bankrupt. Your military is overstretched at the breaking point. Therefore, what you're looking at is questions like, you know, the playing of Ethiopia against Somalia was a small example. The playing of enemy states one against the other. Just in another recent case in Urumqi, right, in northwest China, we had this murder spree by the inhabitants of Chinese Turkestan, who are basically Turks. This led then to the killing of a whole bunch of Chinese. This was run here by, according to the Chinese government, and I think they're right, Rabia Kadir, K-A-D-E-E-R, coming out of Fairfax, Virginia, working, you know, with money from various U.S. government agencies, had been, you know, fomenting this stuff, according to the Chinese government. Now, the fact that the Chinese have cracked down in northwest China has led to a crisis in diplomatic relations between China on the one hand and Turkey, Pakistan, and Iran on the other. It's causing trouble for the Chinese, not only domestically, but also in their international.
And that's
affairs. Exactly
what Brzezinski says in the Grand Chessboard in his last book. But expanding on that, every time they use the Muslim extremist against the Serbs, they use the Muslim extremist against Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran, they're using the Muslim extremists in Iran, the Shiites against the Sunni against the Shiites. They're using the Muslim extremist in the United States as the pretext to take our liberties. They're using the Muslim extremist with the president of Pakistan saying, what do you mean I'm behind the Taliban? They work for you, menacing us. I mean, when is the public going to figure out that it's like those TV infomercials for the magic tool that does 100 things? Is Wahhabist, especially Wahhabist Muslim variant, are they not the Swiss Army knife Leatherman tool of the New World Order? Because in every case, they are the ones. And is that because they're so cultic that the low-level people don't even know they're being handled by higher-level Muslims that are just Western intelligence operatives being highly paid? I mean, is this the organic, cultural, perfect Manchurian candidate is the Muslim extremist? Because they're always the people, wherever the New World Order is, their vanguard is screaming turban heads.
Well, I think that is not able to capture what actually goes on. Remember, you can do this anywhere. In other words, you can generate patsies out of any culture under the right circumstances.
No, I agree, but I'm saying over and over again they keep using Muslims.
Yeah, but this involves the targeting, and the targeting is for many reasons. It's because the Arab and Islamic countries tend to occupy so much of the world's oil. The Middle East is this area of conflict among any number of major powers. There's also the fact that the British have been in command of India with a very large Muslim population for all of those centuries. They have refined their techniques of brainwashing and manipulation. In other words, Wahhabism, what is today called Wahhabism, is something that comes out of British India in the 1700s.
Yeah, it's a British intel development. Tell folks about that.
Well, what the British, of course, do is when they take over a country, they look inside the indigenous culture and they try to pick out the most backward elements. And that goes for the religion or any other form of culture. So what they will do is they'll take the most self-destructive, the most self-isolating, the most insane, the most fundamentalist, and they'll then tell that population, This is the real you. This is your real cultural identity. This is who you really are. So they'll say to the Muslims, your identity is not this great Baghdad Renaissance of Harun al-Rashid with some of the greatest scientific advances in Ibn Sina and al-Farabi and so forth. They'll say, that's not you. You are rather al-Ghazali and his destruction of the destruction. In other words, you're going to be a Sufi mystic, not a Baghdad science scholar of 800 or 900 A.D. So they then build on that. It's also the fact that these areas right now are very poor, and they've got a large young population. In other words, there's a very large majority of the population in a lot of these places that's below 30 years old. A lot of them are peasants who have been coming into cities, and that always creates a lot of friction and a lot of potential for mischief.
Yeah, there's population explosion pressures, and what you're saying is, you misunderstood, is exactly what I'm saying. They're taking the culture, warping it, creating it's the same thing with Pol Pot that Brzezinski brags about, how, yeah, I used Pol Pot, I picked him, we built him up, he killed 30% of the population, that stopped the communists, but then at another level, they were also funding the communists, so anything to destabilize, would you agree then they use that same culture type manipulation with the Khmer Rouge, saying we're going back to the rural society, just like they say your Muslim culture is a Bedouin society, kill the Westerner, then they use them as a menacing pawn to set up their police states domestically and have a pretext to invade the Middle East?
Yeah, certainly. And Al-Qaeda, if you look at what they preach, it's the idea that there has to be a caliphate, meaning that all the existing governments are illegitimate. So that means that if you want to overthrow any of these governments, from Saudi Arabia to Egypt or whoever it is, according to bin Laden, really a troop of actors, all of those places are illegitimate. And at the same time, you've got to be backward. And at the same time, you can't make alliances with anybody else. You can't ally with Japan or Russia or China or Brazil or South Africa. You're not allowed to do any of that because
make them rigid so that they're now isolated.
Yeah, in effect. So let's look now at the way in which this might be applied. And here it takes some scenario spinning. But in order to get something going at the level that they would like for the needs of now, and now is not then. Now is not how do you bomb Iran. That's useless. You can do that anytime you want. But it's got to be now, and I think this is why this coup attempt in Iran is so interesting. Here we have the Green Revolution. We have Mousavi, who was the prime minister during the Iran-Iraq War. The Iran-Iraq War is a good example of, frankly, of Brzezinski's methods, and it started under Brzezinski, for God's sake, or very soon after he left office. So you encourage Iraq to attack Iran, part of that being to tie them both up, to destroy them both. You're also interested in consolidating Khomeini in Iran when he's showing signs of collapsing. And the prime minister who presided over that 8 years of war is Mousavi. And among the other things, this was the time when the mullahs would go around and get young kids to go to the front and become martyrs' brigades. They would rush at the prepared positions of the Iraqis with machine guns and minefields and barbed wire, and they would just get mowed down. There was, of course, this famous fountain of blood in Tehran to memorialize these martyrs. That's Mousavi. Now, that's the Anglo-American candidate of today.
So he's perfect because he kills Persians. It's another eugenical...
Well, he's been retooled. I mean, what he talks about now is internet freedom, that there's got to be internet freedom and more privatization. So he wants the full IMF shock therapy.
Yeah, foreign banks coming in, inoculations for everybody. Webster, I want to finish up with Iran, but the time we've got with you, I want to look back domestically because we're now seeing the Obama squads try to get people kicked off the radio. We're now seeing them go after sponsors. We're now seeing them say it's illegal to criticize them. Any criticism of healthcare takeover, anything is racism. I want to get your take on the healthcare takeover, the carbon tax. I want to run through a few bullet points with you and some other stories, but go ahead.
Well, let me just say, one of the things that has got this going is this birth certificate issue. And I would simply say this. There's such a thing as the long-form vault copy birth certificate, the original. And original means 1961 original, means with things typed in.
Yeah, not a receipt.
Not a receipt. Not something that...
But, I mean, you heard Matthews. I asked you during the break. What do you think of him panicking?
Well, I think that there is a hysteria in the Obama Kool-Aid cultists, and in the world of these lemmings, the Chris Matthews and others. There is a genuine hysteria about this, and it encapsulates, along with some other incidents that have happened lately, is their class hatred. In other words, it's an elitist hatred by these foundation-funded intellectuals and media types against what amounts to the U.S. population, in particular blue-collar workers and anybody who's involved in anything productive, they think is their class enemy. And that's the hysteria that they...
Yeah, they're afraid of independent farmers, auto workers, black, white, they don't care. If you're a real man with a real family and normal, they don't like it because they're the parasite economy that openly is waging. I mean, I was looking at the global warming funding, and it's all Goldman Sachs, all J.P. Morgan. Like you said, and it's in the new film coming up, they literally are waging war against reality.
And the obvious tendency of a regime like Obama is to collapse into a kind of Carter catastrophic abortive interlude. In other words, a one-term presidency with very high unpopularity that then gets booted out, and then, of course, leads to a period of ultra-reaction. When you look at the Republican Party, say, under somebody like Mitt Romney, the asset stripper and hedge fund hyena, I think that's where the Republican Party...
So we'll
Party
go out of a fake left wing into a kind of false libertarian corporate looting.
Yes. With, again, Mitt Romney, I think, is the face of what is likely to prevail inside the current Republican Party. When it comes to these policies, cap and trade is very easy. Cap and trade is simply no, 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 and stop this completely. When you get to health care, you've obviously got Obama having really identified or revealed a genocidal mentality in the sense he talks about his mother's hip operation, that she had been ill with cancer but had a hip operation. And Obama says that this was an ethical dilemma for him, whether his sick mother should get a hip operation. This is the guy who shovels trillions of dollars, $24 trillion so far, across the room for AIG and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Citibank and the rest of these bandits. Obama, he sounds more and more like the president of the Hemlock Society. He talks about hospices, how much he likes hospices. These are places where you go and they give you a drug cocktail, and that's pretty much the end of you.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Webster. They keep saying this isn't government controlled, but then a lot of doctors are saying it is eugenics. They're now saying we're going to have an ID card that has what we eat, what we do on it. No, I'm not kidding. This is LA Times proposing it. And that the bureaucrats will decide if you've lived your life right and if you get health care. And then they admit this is to lower the carbon footprint. I have mainstream articles saying it's good for old people to die. And Daschle, I have his book.
Right, Daschle.
He says if you're above 60, no eye surgery. And then I have video of Tony Blair when he was asked in the Commons, hey, you got to wait 18 months for a brain surgery that's inoperable after 6 months, but is 90% operable if you do it in the first two. And he said, yeah, you don't need to have that. You need to die. It's not some Republican propaganda to say this is eugenics. This is really happening.
It clearly is. Now, here's the problem, though. You do have 50 million people who have no insurance, and you have about 18,000 who die a year because they don't get health care. But just in terms of Obama, as long as you've got Orsag up there, the director of the OMB, Orsag is the guy who tells you that you should not have an MRI, you should not have a CAT scan, you should not have a nuclear stress test, you shouldn't have a PSA or whatever it is. This obviously also a genocidal sort of bean-counting, pointy-headed bureaucrat mentality. And then the other one is Haldren, and this is really, I think,
Meant to get you on about
example.
Originally. Webster, stop. Exactly. In fact, when the crews come and interview you again, final interview for the film, I've done 17 now with other people, Haldren comes out with a textbook about forced abortion, forced sterilization, putting
exactly.
stuff in the water, CPS to take all kids, to raise them in government, hive buildings. I mean, actually, everything in one document we already knew. Tell me about that.
Well, I've got his book, Eco-Science, and this is it's co-authored with Paul Ehrlich. Paul Ehrlich was the professor at Stanford University, an absolute crackpot and charlatan whose most famous book is The Population Bomb, and he was talking about a worldwide population explosion, and now here we are 35, 40 years later. There has been no such thing. As a matter of fact, the population in many parts of the world is falling. Certainly in European Union, it's falling. In Japan, it's falling. In the U.S., it would be falling if it weren't for immigration. So this is Holdren. He's basically a partner of the discredited crackpot, Paul Ehrlich. And indeed, this is what they write about. Coercive, involuntary measures to prevent population growth, to get into the area of compulsory sterilization, limits on families, special taxes. In other words, it's a liberal totalitarian nightmare that they write about. Then you get
it's a control freak orgy of just absolute pinheaded vampirism. And I declare eternal war against these people.
Yeah, sure. And that's clear. In other words, you can't have a health program created by these people. However, let me hurry to stress. The reactionary Republican agenda is also fairly clear. They would like to destroy Medicare, destroy Social Security.
It's another form of eugenics.
It's a way of where you die and it's in the name of the market. In other words, the Democrats come after you with a board that tells you you have to die. With the Republicans, you die because the free market says you don't get any health care.
Yeah, you die on the street. But the problem is the state is so eugenics run that any government system, if we were angels and gave people health care, the establishment would seize it up and use it as a weapon to start stabbing us. So it's just damned if you do, damned if you don't.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We're coming straight on to the New World Order. Webster said we have a lot of listeners in Germany. He was just telling me that the show is really having an effect. So is Webster, all of us together. His newest book is Surviving the Cataclysm. a compendium of the globalist activity, their banking, what they're doing, how to protect yourself. This is a great book. We just got it in the bookstore. It just came out. Surviving the Cataclysm, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Webster, we ordered three copies of Eco Science. None of them came. It all sold out. They returned our money. But I got to a university, was able to print off a e-version. But you went to the library, you were telling me, got the actual textbook. And you were saying during the break, this is the Rosetta Stone, the compendium of all their sickening eugenics. Break that down for folks, what we're facing under the scientific dictatorship.
Well, this is now John Holdren, who is the official White House science advisor to Obama, special assistant to the president for science policy. It's the office in the new executive office building. This person is, frankly, a genocidalist. He is an extreme Malthusian, and the book in question is it's a large textbook. It's more than 1,000 pages, and it's co-written by Holdren with Paul Ehrlich. Now, Paul Ehrlich, E-H-R-L-I-C-H, this was a professor at Stanford University. The most famous book that he wrote was called The Population Bomb, meaning that there was going to be this huge increase in world population, that this would become unsustainable and world civilization would collapse into chaos. Now, this is simply baloney. The guy is a crackpot and a charlatan. There never was a population explosion. Right now, population rates in Europe, Japan, and other parts of the world are going negative. In other words,
1.3. It's so for every two parents, they're having 1.3 kids. It's the complete death of advanced Western cultures.
And in Russia. So many key parts of the world are actually in negative population growth. Now, this is what they wanted. So Holdren writes it with Ehrlich and Ehrlich's wife. So it's a textbook, and it has everything in it. It's their view on production, technology, agriculture, population, demographics, the entire thing. And it's all signed by this guy Holdren, who's now in the White House. And what we have is compulsory sterilization, compulsory vasectomies, forced sterilization, limits on families. And again, all of this with the idea that zero population growth, ZPG, as they call it in the book.
Binary ZPG. Chemicals in food and water, so the elites don't get it,
right.
But we do.
Oh, yes. Sticking all kinds of substances in food and water. Again, vasectomies are good. Sterilizing women is good, but it's more complicated and costs more. All kinds of police state measures. They actually have a table of all the different things you can do and how effective they're going to be and how totalitarian and dictatorial they are. I think this person is a huge target for public resentment and indeed public political education to understand what this is, because this is putting a true fanatic, a true charlatan, crackpot fanatic supporter of what amounts to genocide, because that is what it means when you start lowering.
But is this not just a window into the main agenda? Because, Webster, you know we're on the same page in Endgame. I make the point, every time I kick open the final door, it's eugenics. I mean, that's these guys' religion. And a lot of other top scientists and professors are now saying the same thing. In fact, it was in the British news and Canadian news today that people, I think, are starting to get this.
I would say the eugenics is one of the foundations of their ideology, in the sense that they're an oligarchy. They need a way to define the majority of humankind as bestial or subhuman, and indeed that's what they do. So therefore, they are the elite, but you are a candidate for eugenics and population reduction.
Yeah, folks, this isn't a game. It's happening. Get the book, Surviving the Cataclysm, at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. And get the Obama deception that Webster Tarpley's in. Webster, I'm going to have you back up next week for a full hour to take calls. Great job. Let me say bye to you at the end of the show right now.
Thank you.
Key info. Thank you, Webster. Key info coming up in the retransmission and the internet streams, InfoWars.com right now. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.